I'm joined by Chelsea LaRue. She is the Executive Director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau, and she joins me each month to talk about events going on. And I was remembering, Chelsea, last year that we were talking about events going on, and I remember I got the notice from Dustin. He said, there are no events that are going on. And over the past year, we've had several months that we've just basically said, no, we're not going to have, we're not going to talk about the events going on because there's no events going on. And now it's, we're finally starting to see, we're not normal, mm-mm, but we're getting closer.
We are. And it definitely helps that vaccinations are going well. So I think people are getting more comfortable with getting out, moving around, and the weather's getting nicer. So a lot of those outdoor events are coming around.
And I've had both of my shots, and it's been past the time for the second shot to be fully. So I'm...
You're ready.
I said to somebody in the parking lot yesterday, I said, have you had your shots? I said, both. And I've also had the time period afterwards. I said, I'm bulletproof. Well, that may not be exactly true. I'm no, of course not. But it is. Let's talk about events going on in the month of April. All of the things that got wiped out last year, most of them are back.
Most of them are back. So it's great to see a lot of those good longstanding events coming back. And I'm super excited. 34 Raceway kicks off their season that first weekend in April, the 2nd and the 3rd. And they've been doing some fantastic things out there with bringing nationally known and worldly known races. So,
do you know if they're allowing regular attendance?
I believe they are. Yes. Yep.
Okay. And that's 34 Raceway, April 2nd and 3rd, the Spring Challenge. That's going on Easter weekend, I guess it is. We've got, the Burlington Golf Club Wedding and Event Expo at the Burlington Club. That is going to be the following weekend, the weekend after Easter, on Saturday, April 10th, 10 to 2, and sort of all kinds of vendors there to take a look and see what they have to offer. And the golf club is trying to be a real player. Yeah. In terms of being a place to basically go for receptions or to get married.
That's right. Yeah, they have a beautiful venue out there. So go check out the venue as well as find your vendors. And, I know a lot of weddings were bumped back a year, so this is a great opportunity to keep that planning going.
And the week after Easter, it's Wags and Kisses Easter egg hunt. This is a little bit different, isn't it?
It is. It's out at Community Field, so a partnership with Des Moines County Humane Society. The Easter eggs will be filled with dog treats so that your puppy can find them.
Okay, there you go. Special one. And April 15th, which was tax day. I guess it's moved back a little bit. But Extreme Midget Wrestling is back.
Yes, they're back at the auditorium. And last time the show did sell out. So if you want to go, get your tickets early. I know they are limiting tickets a little bit to ensure safety protocols with attendance and social distancing and all that. But it's an entertaining show and something that is fun for all ages.
All right, we're going to have more on that. You'll hear more about that on the radio as well. Slocum 50 at 34 Raceways on the 16th and 17th. This is a memorial event, isn't it?
It is. It's in honor of the late Brent Slocum, and it is a 50-lap feature that attracts late model drivers from all over the Midwest. And it's one of those, if you're a late model driver, it's a race you don't want to miss. And they've extended it to 2 days this year. So
there is a very unique event happening on April 22nd at the Memorial Auditorium in Burlington. It is the Civic Music Fly Dance Company. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos of these guys, but they are, take classical and hip hop, put them together, okay?
Okay.
And imagine how that would fly. And it's, and you think, I don't believe it. It can actually work. Because I'm not most people really, rap is sort of like, it's very hard for a lot of people to really get into. But this is, they do a job that blends it in a way that I've never seen before.
All right, we'll have to check that out on April 22nd.
Earth Day cleanup, it's going on a little bit differently. Normally that starts at the memorial, or normally it's a Port of Burlington they start at. This is at the Westland Mall parking lot they're starting at.
Yes, so this year, the former JCPenney's parking lot corner, and it'll be a drive-through registration process this year. So participants will stay in their car. We'll have different stations for you to still get your bags and your gloves and your location. We'll still have door prizes with a social media challenge, and then participants can get a lunch voucher to go explore Billy Sims or Wingstop.
Okay, so it's like the normal cleanup, except a little bit different.
A little bit different, yep.
All right. Southeast Iowa Metaphysical Fair. Now, this is a unique event, isn't it?
Yes, and this is also another longstanding event. It'll be at the port, and they'll bring in lots of vendors to all those metaphysical vendors and readers for tarot card reading and all of that.
Yeah, things of the other dimension of things, I suppose we would say. And Cheers. Oh, this is one that I... Cheers, Chatter, and Cheesecake. How about that for putting something together? This is a unique event here, isn't it? It's happening at the Valley Monster Pub on the 25th. What's going on?
So they are partnering, Valley Monster is partnering with Stinky Binky's Cheesecake Company, and $50 will get you a commemorative glass, a $10 drink voucher, and all-you-can-eat cheesecake and snacks all afternoon.
What I really want to know is, why would anyone with a cheesecake company name it Stinky Binky?
Gets your attention, doesn't it?
Boy, it certainly does. But anyway, cheesecake at the Valley Monster Pub, that's on the 25th. And we'll look forward to having more things happening and continuing to happen. I did want to ask you, Friday Fests, are they back this year?
They are. They are combined with BRE's Summer Concert Series. So the Friday night of the weekend event will be more Friday Fest style, and then the Saturday night will be the live national entertainment.
Yeah, it looks like, and, you know, I don't know when normal, the word normal is going to be applied to everything, but I think sometime this summer it's going to be, if not by the fall, these universities, Iowa, Iowa State, and Northern Iowa, they're all planning a normal class situation, normal class structure, and everything back to normal.
Yeah.
And they're saying normalcy, but back to normal. I think everybody is really anxious, especially after this past year. It's been the strangest year in terms of time, hasn't it?
It has, and I don't think any of us ever thought a year ago that we'd still be talking about this a year later.
Well, and I think the fact is it's the time has either gone it's gone in spurts. It's either gone slower than you can believe it, or it's zipped by.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things. I don't know what the phenomenon would be, but it's like a time warp or a or a time stuck.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
If they want more information about all of these events, they can simply go to greaterburlington.com,
right? That's right. We make it easy, and we're always adding to that calendar of events.